Weiter sagt der Mishnah, sagt es, Yuma Perik Beis Mishnah Hei. Tamid Karav Betisha. On a regular morning, they were makriv the carbon Tamid Shal Shachar with 9 kaihanim. We learned this already. 6 were needed for carrying the Evarim and the intestines, and another 3 for the Siles. That's the carbon Mincha that's included in the overall Nesachim that comes with the Tamid every morning. 1 kain had to carry the Chavitin. That was the Mincha for the Kohen Gadol, which was brought half in the morning and half by the Tamid Shel Beinu Ravayim. And 1 kain had to carry the wine that was poured on the Mizbeach. But sometimes, you should know, says the Mishnah, Basari, you needed 10 kainan. As a matter of fact, sometimes Biachadasi, you needed 11. And there were even times Bishnayim Asa, you needed 12. But Leipachais, it was never less than 9, Velayayasa, never more than 12. Ketza. How does this work out? When is it 9? When is it 10? When is it 11? When is it 12? Well, Atzmai, meaning to say every morning, your Tamid Shel Shachar, your standard Tamid Shel Shachar, was Betisha with 9, as explained earlier. Bechag. But if this was Sukkos, Chag means Sukkos, in addition to the pouring of wine, there also was Nisach HaMayim, pouring water. So Bechag, you had an additional kain, because B'yad Echad, in the hands of one kain, you needed Sleichas Shel Mayim, the jug of water. So Reikan Asar. Therefore we have here 10 kaihanim that are needed Sukkos. Beinu Rabayim, Stamazai by the Tamid Shel Beinu Rabayim, every single day, not Sukkos, every day. The Achad Asar, you needed 11 kaihanim. Why 2 more than the morning? And the answer is, because here you needed 2 kaihanim to carry 2 blocks of wood, like the Mishnah explains. Hu Atzmei, the carbon itself, Betisha, 9, same 9. But Ushnayim, we need another 2 kaihanim, because Biyodim, in their hands, they had to carry Shnei Gaziri Eitzim, 2 blocks of wood, to be put on the Meracha, on the Mizbeach. And that's learned from the Pasuk. It says, V'archu Eitzim ala Eish. Now, we don't need that for the Tamid Shel Shachar. It says already, V'yir olera kayin Eitzim. So therefore, the Gemara says, it must be applied to the Tamid Shel Beinu Rabayim. There was a mitzvah to add 2 blocks of wood. So by the Tamid Shel Beinu Rabayim, in addition to the same 9 you needed from the morning, there was another 2 for the 2 blocks of wood. That's the 11. But that wasn't the only time you needed 11. It's like the Mishnah Vayitru B'Shabbos B'Yachad Asar. Why on Shabbos do you need 11? Again, Hu Atzmei B'Tisha, the carbon itself needs 9, 6 to physically carry the limbs and the intestines, another 3 for the Seilas, the Chavitin, and the Yayin. V'Shnayim, and on Shabbos you needed another 2 Kehanim, because B'Yadim, in their hands, you would have Shnei B'Zichei Levayne Shalechem upon him. The 2 little Kalim that had inside the Levayne. The Levayne was a kind of, literally, frankincense, a kind of a Keteres that came along and was placed on the table together with the Lechem upon it. Or B'Shabbos Shabbataych HaChag, Shabbos during Sukkos, so in addition to these 11, the regular 9, plus the 2 with the Bezichei Levayne, B'yad Echad, you had Kayin number 12, because you needed 1 Kayin, but in his hand you had Sloichas Shel Mayim, the jug of water for the Nesach HaMayim on Sukkos. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. How many kaihanim did you need for the carbon tamid? Between 9 and 12. Never less, never more. On a regular tamid shel beinu arbayim, it was 9. And 1 on Sukkos, because we needed a kayin to carry the water. But the tamid shel beinu arbayim, it was always 11. Every day was 11. The 9 from the morning plus 2 that had to carry the 2 blocks of wood. On Shabbos, there was 11, because we needed 2 kaihanim to carry the shnei bezichei levayna. And on Shabbos, Shabbatech HaChag, Shabbos Sukkos, in addition to the regular 11, the 9 plus the 2 with the Bezichei Levayne, you also needed the Kayin number 12 to carry the jug of water.